Tata just mentioned
in the Tosfos, and then we got to go by them.
That is as follows. The Tosfos Rosh, commenting on our Tosfos, never once mentioned Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said that you need to have Kiyum Sira according to who? Philip? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Behold, Rogel, I have Rabbeinu Tam Loimar. What did Rabbeinu Tam used to say? Even Remeir requires Kiyum Sira for what purpose? Okay? The Tosfos Rosh never once mentions Rabbeinu Tam. Never ever. Interesting. Does not mention Vol Rog or Rabbeinu Tam. That's the first point. Tosfos Rosh never once mentions it. And number two, we did not discuss yesterday. Please get it. The Miu Yesh Lechalik. We said, according, is he also arguing on Rabbeinu Tam? We didn't address that point. John and Zach were asking me this morning. When Tosfos says, Miu Yesh L'chalik, was he also being choleik on Rabbeinu Tam as well? What do you say? So there are two possibilities, either yes or no. So let's go through those two possibilities. Actually, there could be four, but let's just get two to begin. Because why do I say there really could be four? Because we had two pshatim how to learn the yesh lechalik, right? So then, according to each pshat, you have to plug in whether it's a machlekes, correct? That's the way you have to see the Tosfos, right? According to each pshat of the yesh lechalik. Okay. So what was the simplest pshat of the yesh lechalik? Someone tell me. That he was just being chozer by Edom Esir b'shar shtaris? No. By shar shtaris, no, you don't need Edom Esir. Edom Chasim suffices. Right? That correct? That's what we said. That was the poshup shot that he was being chozer by, yes? So would he be chozer by from Rav Meir too as well? What would you say according to that? What did Rav Meir say, Philip? That you require Edom Esir by what? Right, because of what? That's talking about get. So if you say like us, it's a simple. He's not being chozer bo on Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam was addressing a different issue. Rabbeinu Tam was talking about a get, right? According to our pshat of Yesh L'chalik, he was being chozer bo regarding the what? The dinim omenus. Is that correct? Let's get that down. That's number one. According to us, it doesn't even address that. That's why I think the Tosfos Rosh might have been like us. Because there's even a quote to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not that he's disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a different issue in Gansen. The Yesh L'chalik was focusing on the Mominus. Rabbeinu Tam was focusing on what? What was Rabbeinu Tam focused on? Get, right? Okay. However, second shot. What was the Ksosis shot in the Yesh L'chalik? Someone tell me what the Ksosis shot in the Yesh L'chalik was. Adam? He was chozer bo completely. Meaning that what? Tosfos held dafka the whole time. And then, why do you need any Masira? To make the star a star. What does he say now? Says the Ksos. Why does Rabbi Elazar require any Masira? For any Devash Ruchos Mishnaim. But to make a star, even what? Even Tosfos will agree what? That Eide what? Eide Chasima with the pop-up theory, ensuring the Eide Masira, ensuring the Rebbe Masira will determine Lashui Shtar. Yes? Correct? So let's think to ourselves now. Lefid Ksos in the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry. Lefid Ksos in the Yesh L'chalik. Will you hold the Rabbeinu Tam or not? You're saying now that Rabbi Lazar holds Edom Masira only because of what? Ein Derech Shebachos Mishnayim. So that means if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, I want you to get this. If you hold like a minute of time, what does Rabbi Tam say you need any Masira according to Meir? Because the name is Ain Dovr Shabbat Chosmash Time. The name is Rabbi Lazar and Meir are saying the same thing why you need Eidim Masira. Correct? Is that correct? Yes? But one more point. There's another reason why Rabbi Lazar requires Eidim Masira. Because the Eirich HaSimah, the pop-up theory, there was in a Mesirin Lashvui Shtar. Did you hear what I just said? So that means, if you assume that what? If you assume that the Yesh L'chalek, the Ksosif Shad, is holding like Rabbeinu Tam, yes? If you assume that he's agreeing with Rabbeinu Tam, that means they both agree you need a Mesirin. Both are Meir Abelazer. And for what reason? But there's one more nakuda. Rebbe Lozer also says the Eidei Chasima will ensure the Eidei Mesira for Lashvu Yishtar. And the Eidei Mesira are the ones Lashvu Yishtar, and that's why it's got to be done Lishma, the Nesina. Not the Chasima, but the Nesina's got to be done Lishma. You follow me? So please get that down. First pshat we said, according to our pshat of Yesh L'chalek, no problem. He's not even addressing Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Ksosis pshat of Yesh L'chalek, yes? According to the Ksosis pshat of Yesh L'chalek, then one possibility is he's agreeing with Rabbeinu Tam. But there's still a difference in Rabbi Lozer and Meir. Zach and John asked me, what's the difference? I told you what the difference is. You need Eidei Mesira according to Rabbi Lozer for how many reasons? How many reasons do you need Eidei Mesira for? Ein Dover Shir Bokhs Mishnayim according to Rabbeinu Tam, and also because why Eidei Chasime ensure that there was Eidei Mesira for Lashvu Yishtar, and they have to be done Lishma. Rabbi Meir requires Eidei Mesira because of what? So Zach and John asked me, Rebbe, practically, what's the difference between them? The bottom line, they both require a Mesira. No? What's the difference? Number one, I'll tell you, Rebbe Lozer requires Ksiva Lishma. Rebbe Meir never requires Ksiva Lishma. He only requires Chasima Lishma, right? And number two, Rebbe Lozer doesn't require Chasima Lishma, he requires Nesina Lishma. So there are two major differences between them. Everyone got it? Yossi, you got it? Yitzi, you got that? What's the third possibility? Does everyone get what I just said? Yeah, John, you got it? Okay, let's get it. Make sure we got it. Okay. So, Isaac, you have it? If you hold like this, Ksosif Shad Yesh L'chalek, is Tosfos agreeing with Rabbeinu Tam? So one possibility we said he is. Okay. Third possibility, then we go Vayta. What's the third possibility? That the Ksosif Shad Yesh L'chalek is what? Is that he's being cholik on Rabbeinu Tam? How could you be cholik on Rabbeinu Tam? What does the Yesh L'chalek say? That why do you need a Mesir according to Rabbi Lozer? For Ein Davar Shebirva, Pachas Mishnayim, according to the Ksos. Right? Yes? Not for Lashvu Yishtar. You don't need that for Lashvu Yishtar. Yes? You don't need it for the Shvuah Shtar. Rabbi Lozer requires the Endeavor Shvuah Mishnayim. Isaac, you follow me? If he's being Cholik on Rabbeinu Tam, what does that mean? That according to Rabbi Meir, you don't require Eidei Mesira. You do not. And he's being Cholik on Rabbeinu Tam. And what emerges according to that shot is that what? Bottom line is, do you need Eidei Mesira to feed the Maskana of Taisvus? Tosfos says you need Eidei Mesira by get, because why? According to Rabbi Lozer, Ein Davar Shebirva Pachas Mishnayim. And according to the Meir, do you need it? No. Eidei Chasima takes care of it, lock, stock, and barrel. Everything. You don't need Eidei Mesira for nothing. That's the third possibility, and that's if you take the Ksosif Shad Yesh L'chalek as being Chalek on Rabbeinu Tam. Now that machlok is very drastic, but it's possible, because Rabbeinu Tam is a big chiddush. I mean, from then until tomorrow, Ramban and Rif, when we talk about Rabbi Eidei Chasima Karsi, there's no concept of having Eidim at the time of the Mesira. Ein Davar Shebirva Pachas Mishnayim. The Eidei Chasima can accomplish that as well. So everyone got this? These are three different possibilities whether the Yesh L'chalek is addressing Rabbeinu Tam or not. If we thought it was telling the Tais HaRosh, he never addresses it at all. So Mishnayim is not. That's like our pshat. The other pshat in the Ksosis is that he's not, and then they're still arguing on the two Nakudas we said. Or the third shot is that he is addressing and he's being cholik, and the machlek is very large. Now Rebbe Meir doesn't require Eidim at the time of the Sinus again. Chlor kite, we got it? Okay. I can't hear you, what? The first possibility, Adam, is the simplest. We said Yesh L'chalek, that he's just saying by momentous you don't require Eidim Asiru. That's it. By Eidim Asiru you require by get, why? For Lashvu Yishtar. Lashvu Yishtar you need it. Maybe also it fulfills Ein Davar Shebirva Pachas Mishnayim. It could very well be. But he certainly needed for what? He certainly needed for Lashvu Yishtar. Okay, Adam? You follow me? All right. Everyone got it? Very good. Let's begin the next Gemara. Who wants to read? Ellie? You wanted to read, yeah? Whatever you want. You want? Okay, let's go. Loud and slow. Actually, loud and medium. Because I want to do the whole daf. I want to do the whole daf with Rashi. This next daf, I want to go very fast. The Tosafim is very, it's geschmack. But let's move. I want to move. Okay? Let's go. Please look inside. All right? Go ahead. Tanan, loud, Ellie. Please, go ahead. Excellent. We're talking about the cities that are close and swallowed up. We all know what the swallowed up is, remember? He wrote it on the board at the beginning of the year, right? What does Mavlos mean? Here's Eretz Yisrael, and here's the cities. Okay, that's Mavlos. Go ahead. So the Tanakam Vahani Gmiri, Tanakam holds Lishma, correct? The Tanakam holds Lishma, is that correct? And therefore what? Therefore only far off distances need Befana Nechtav, is that correct? Go ahead. Excellent. However, these fellows what? These fellows are not Metsuyin Lekaimo, and therefore they're not Shchichi. So I wanted you to see the Chedushe Chsam Sofer. Did you see the Chedushi Chsam Sofer? What does he point out here? That according to the Tanakama, they are learned and they're not Shchichi. Is that correct, Ellie? Even though the Gemara said Vahani Gemiri, the assumption is that the Tanakama holds they're not Shchichi either. Yes? They're Gemiri but not Shchichi. Why is that? Because when you live by Eretz Yisrael, you're influenced by the lot of Torah there. And you're influenced by a lot of Torah because, bless you, a lot of cities go to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And somehow it brings influence. But the B'nai Eretz Yisrael never go to Chutz La'aretz. And since they never go to Chutz La'aretz, L'mais, it's usher, in fact, we said, to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, unless you have a heter. Three reasons, we said, business or getting married or for Torah, but you have to leave on Manas Lachzor. Tosis applied it to every mitzvah. Mishra Brus is even visiting someone. Is a mitzvah, Riz P'nei Chavar, Mishra Brun, Nechus Chol Avoy. So if you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it's not Metsuyin L'kaimo, because they don't travel the other way. Therefore, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. So if you have to say B'fanei Nechtav by Molich, so you have to say it also by what? By Mevi. Okay? You have to also say it by Mevi. So that's the pshat that we want to suggest right here now. Okay? Meaning that according to Rabba is the Tanakama. So therefore what? Rabba is the Tanakama. So what's the Tanakama say? They're learned, but what? They're learned, but not Shchichi. Yes? And therefore what? And therefore you don't have to say what? In what case? When they're close by. Because the people what are get influenced, right? The people get influenced. Okay, they get influenced, Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, why do you have to say B'fanei Nechtav from a far off distance? Why? Because he says because it's a gzeira. Because by molich, you have to say, so too by mevi. Now I don't know why on earth you have to say it was a gzeira. I would have just said because why? There's no Torah. No? That was my difficulty with the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer was masber the Tanakam, it's going lishma, right? And they're not what traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. They travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Smuchos and the Muflos. So Tanakam says you don't need because they know a lot of Torah. But if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you better believe you need B'fanei Nechtav. You need to have B'fanei Nechtav. That's what he says. You need to have B'fanei Nechtav. They're not Metsuyin L'kaimo, L'maisa. They're not Metsuyin L'kaimo. And therefore what? We make Exeru. So the Chsam Sofer, I'm saying, is a bichidish, lebaisa. Okay? Lefi Rabba, what is the Rabba's pshat? Rabba is what? Fishein bikin lishma, and therefore what? And therefore, they're learned, and therefore you don't have to say it from what? From cases of what? Cases that they're considered to be what? Considered to be learned. Okay, we got this?
What's the problem with the Chsam Sofer?
No, I'm saying the Tanakama holds Rabbah. Tanakama holds Rabbah, right? Tanakama is working with Lishma. So Lishma, you understand the Svuchas Mavlaos don't need to say, but far away they need to say. Far away they need to say. That's the Pshat Lamaisa. Far away they need to say. They're Gemiri, but they're not Shchichi. Okay? They're Gemiri, but they're not Shchichi. What did you say? Why does the Chassam Sofer bring in a Gzeira? Why does he bring in a Gzeira? Chassam Sofer brings in a Gzeira. That you have to be Molech, you have to say, so certainly you have to bring him in Mevi. So we have to think about the Chassam. Yeah, go ahead, Jesse.
Wasn't the Gzeira on the Mevi? You say the problem is only from Mevi.
No, but you go from Molech and then to Mevi.
I think that was Gzeira. They said the Amar could be able to come from Mexico to the Nisayan.
The Edom are not going to go from Eretz Yisrael to Nisayam. Therefore, what you have to say.
Therefore,
you have to say B'fanei Nechtam and Molech from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz.
Right.
So because of that, we make a Gzeira from. But I'm saying, but the Tanakam is working with Lishma. It's not working with Mitzvah and Lekaimo.
Right. Gzeira was only said why it couldn't be like Shikra. And the Sam Sofer says Pashut like Rava. Why couldn't it be like Rava? Then that's when it's Gzeira. And he was working with the Jesus Rava. Why couldn't it go either way?
We're working within Rabbah. Tanakam holds Rabbah Lishma. So what are you saying? That what?
The Chassam Sofer starts off says, must Tanakam must be like Rabbah. And then it says,
Tanakam is like Rabbah.
Right. Then he asks, why is it Pashut like Rabbah? Why can't it be like Rabbah? And that's when it says this whole thing. That's when it says Gezira. So I think Gezira was saying Gezira of what we made. It doesn't work one way. The Gezira is that it also can't even be the other way. That's why it must be like Rabbah. And it can't be like Rabbah.
Okay. Can't it be like Rava? Because why? You would need it in both ways? We don't know what he says by Molech. I'm saying, I don't know why he brings in Molech at all.
I think that's a Gzera is a Molech.
But he's saying the other way. Molech, you have to say, so we make a Gzera on Navy. In other words, what Jesse wants to say, the Chassam Sofer is saying like this. The Tanakama works with Rava Lishma, right? So if the Tanakama works with Rava Lishma, why does he deny Kiyum? Why does he deny Kiyum? Why does the Tanakhama deny Kiyum? Bishanedim Mitsuin Lakaima. Why does he deny it? Because according to Rabbah, according to Rabbah, you should always have to say, you're saying, in both directions. Yeah. Right? You should always have to say in both directions.
Maybe the problem with Kiyum in one direction and have zero.
I don't understand though. Smuchas and Mavlos don't have to say according to the Tanakhama.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the Chassam Sofer is saying. But you're explaining it doesn't masber. Because if Tanakama says smuchos and muvlos don't say.
I know, because he said it must be a Jesus Rabbah.
I understand. I mean, answer my question. Why does the Tanakama say smuchos and muvlos don't say?
Because he holds like
Rabbah. What?
He holds like Rabbah.
Right. And they're learned. Okay.
The Chassam Sofer is just saying why Tanakama could not be like Rava.
So tell me why it couldn't be like Rava. Because why?
Because you said that you can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the Nisayon.
Okay.
So
there's no system of communication.
So.
Okay, so you have to say from Molech, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Okay. And then we made a Gzeira that you would have to be Mavis. Oh, that's the Tanakama Shita. You hear what I'm saying? That is the Tanakama Shita. Okay, sorry, Chiyun on the Chassam Sofer. I don't understand it. That's the Tanakama Shita. Okay, I don't understand what the Chassam Sofer was saying. Okay? You have to think about it more. Okay. Viter. Let's go, Ellie. Go ahead, Viter. Come on, Viter. Mar Sovar. Wait, before you go, Viter, it said Mar Sovar Lefishay Mitsu. You didn't read that. Mar Sovar Lefishay Mitsu in the Kaimo. Bahani Nami Lo Shchichi. Who's that Shita? I can't hear you. Who? That's Rabban Gamliel, and who else? Rabban Lazar will hold the system. They hold Edom in the system, right? And there's no traveling, so the people are not found. So you always have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Okay? You always have to. Maybe that's what the Chassam Sofer was saying. On Rava, he's commenting now. That there was no... They never traveled what? They never traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. I think that's what he's saying, Jesse. What do you mean they're not Shchichi? No one left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. You follow me? So therefore, if you're Molech, you have to say they made a Gzera from what? Also the other way. That's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. commenting on that line, Vahami Nami Lo Shchichi. People never travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz. So if you're brought a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz, you have to say B'fanei Nechtov, and therefore they may exhibit the other way as well. You follow what I'm saying? You follow that, Eitan? I think the Chassam Sofer is commenting on the second point. Okay. Tosis on the bottom. Go ahead, real quick. Exactly. Meaning Tosis says we know it's a low plug. From the very outset, we know it's a low plug. It's not an issue of low shchichi. It's an issue of being low plug. Automatically, they made a low plug. Okay? All right, Viter, go ahead. Rabba. Go ahead. Excellent. You stopped the right place. Go ahead. That's the concept of low plug. Low plug is whenever the chamim in a takana, they made a blanket rule, no matter what. There's no rhyme and reason, like Yitzi was saying, and say, you're right, there's no rhyme and reason. But if you have too many exceptions, the whole rule goes up in smoke. This is the famous concept of low plug, right from our Gemara. Shelo tachlok b'medina sayam. There is no reason to distinguish. Otherwise, there's too many exceptions. Viter, go ahead. Excellent. Again, low plug. No difference. Okay. Now, we always say from a Baron Soloveitchik Tzatzal. Let's take Rav. What the Tanakhama and Rugamlil are arguing, whether there is found or not. Whether there are people that are found there. What is it? A machlekes mitzias? What do you say? I can't hear you. What do you say? Tanakhama and Rugamlil. What are they arguing about, whether they're what? They're found or not? You have to lumdicize it and say how many people are on traveling the highways. The Tanakhama says it's not enough. Rav Gamliel says it is enough. And Rav Elazar says, lo plug, I could care less. Every place of Chutz Lartz needs B'fanei Nechtov. Same thing with Rabba. They loan a little bit of learning. How much is a little bit of learning to know Lishma? Is it Mishnayos and Gemara? Is it Mishnayos, Gemara, and Rishonim? Right? You have to lumdicize that machlekes. The machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel. Rav Elazar says low plug all across the board. Okay? It's very critical when you relearn this Gemara. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to say like this. The Maram Shif points out that Rashi says Dafka, the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael, because Rekim and Cheger was in the Mizrach. And Rashi says his whole, the whole shot here, explaining it very beautifully. Okay, Viter now. Let's go, Ellie. Very good. Go ahead. Oh, that was the middle part of the Mishnah. Go ahead. Right, the Tanakhama mean the first line of the Mishnah is Mashma the Molech, you don't have to. Oh, Machlekes with the Molech, you have to say. What is Molech? Eretz Yisrael the Chutz Lartz. Right, Adam? Do you have to say B'fanei Nechtov? Mark, you with me? It's a Machlekes. Go ahead. Who's that? The Tanakhama. Yes? Go ahead. Who's that? The Chachamim. Well said. Very, very good. Go ahead. Rabbanan Basroya who? The Chachamim. Tanakhama says no. Very simple. There's a din of Lishma. Machlekes is where they make a Gzeira. Go ahead. Hudasu. So what does that mean? According to the Rava, what? Is there a machlaikis? No. That's another very important point. Is there a machlaikis in the Tanakhama and the Chumim according to Rava? Yes, according to Rava, no. Chumim are just coming to explain the Tanakhama. And therefore the halach is that what? No problem, Lamaisa. If you're Molech, Lamaisa, you need to save a funny neck. There's no system of transportation. Oh. Now, I want to point out that's number one point. Very important. This is the, when you learn Mishnayos, you got to learn the Gemara. You learn the Mishnah and getting daf beis and aleph. Learn the Mishnah. Is it a machlokes in the Tanakam and the Chumim? What's the answer? It's a machlokes Rav and Rava at this point. Rava says there is, Rava says there's not. It's all one sheet. Okay, now I want to point out the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer we had difficulty with the father, so let's try the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer, Lamaisa, his son, both great Goinim, points out the following, and we'll, I just want you to keep it in your mind. Could the Gemara have answered according to Rabbah that Racham are coming to explain the Tanakhama? Could the Gemara have said that or not? Could the Gemara have said that or not? Lamaisa. He says yes. Lafi the Hava mean it. The Ksav Sofer says yes. Rabbah could have answered that maybe the Tanakhama, the Chumim are what coming to explain the Tanakhama. It's an interesting point. You got to ask yourself. We don't love Machlaikasim. Why did Rabbah have to see fit? Couldn't he have said the same thing? So the Ksav Sofer says yes. Okay, it's just a better shot that they're arguing. But it would. But you could have been Masber. We're going to see, Bez Hashem, if we get to it, the Maram Shif says it would have been impossible. I want you to get that down. It would have been impossible for Rabbah to explain there's no Machlaikas. Okay? Ksav Sofer says you could have explained that there's no Machlaikas to come explain the Tanakhama. Maram Shif says it's impossible to feed the Maskanas tomorrow when we get to it. Very excellent, okay? Very, very excellent. Go ahead, Eli. Vaitim. Let's go. Oh, that's a quote from what? Middle of the Mishnah. Go ahead. Very, very good. Go ahead. Now that was what? That was a quote after the Chachamim, yes? I used to know this Mishnah Baal Peh. I think I've forgotten it. Right after what? There was a great Gaon of Kreisler Zatzal. He was a great chief rabbi of Antwerp. He was a reshiva of Mirkas HaTorah. He mamash knew everything Baal Peh. So when I was in high school, he came and gave us a bechina. He said, we should know the Mishnah is Baal Peh. Or we should try the Mishnah. So at that time, we were learning Gittin. So I had memorized the Mishnah. Okay? So one time I used to remember it, Lamaisa. But it says after Va'amoylich, then it says Va'amevim L'dinim L'dinim. Go ahead, Eli. So let's start again. Tanan, go ahead. Oh, beautiful Duke. In the same province in Chutz L'Arts you don't need. Go ahead. Excellent. L'Rava, that fits in good. Why is that, Yosef? Why does it fit in good? Do you have the Gemara? Why does it fit in good? Do you have Lakaima song? Do you have? Here, let me give you this. Here, use this. You have? According to Rava, it fits in good. Why does it fit in good according to Rava? Because why? Knew someone tell me. Because there's a transportation. There's a network. Yes? L'Rava Nicha, and Dalanam and Base. Okay? L'Rava what? Kasha. Why is it a Kasha according to Rava? Because even if what? There's a system that's transmission. They don't know Mishma. Yes? Excellent. Go ahead. Don't say that Duke. It's wrong. That Duke is wrong. It's mamish wrong, that Duke. Go ahead. Lo tzarech. What is the correct what? What is the correct Duke? From Medina to Medina Bechminisam that you need, what's the correct Duke, Aaron? Medina Israel you don't need. That's the correct Duke. That goes well according to who? Rabbah. We've saved Rabbah, yes? Have we saved Rabbah? Read the Rashi there, Eli. Lo tzarech, the third Rashi. Please get it. Let's go. What does Rashi seem to imply right there? Please get it. No, you tell me. What do you tell me? Rava agrees with Rabbah that what? Get it down. That there's a concept of Lishma. But they didn't make the Takana Mefanei Nechta because of Lishma. Why? Does everyone hear what I just said? Rav agrees with Rabbah there's a concept of Fishayim Bikin Lishma, but they did not make the Takanim Fanenetla because of Lishma. Because only a minority of people are not Bikin. Rov Bikin Hain. Rov Bikin Hain. Okay? Not everyone, but Rov. If everyone would be what? If everyone would be Bikin, then the Mishnah would not have to exclude Osim Medina Medina Sayyam. Maybe Pshita you don't have to say Bifanenetla. You understand what I just said? If everyone was Bikin, then you wouldn't need the Mishnah to exclude Osa Medina, because it would be Pashim. Osa Medina, you don't need to say because of Kiyum. And you don't need to say because everyone is Lishma. Yes? Did everyone hear what I just said? Therefore, Rashi says, even though there are some guys that aren't Bikim, you don't have to say Bafanei Nechtov. Because Rov were Bikim. Only Amir were Bikim. Only Amir were Bikim. Does everyone get this? Now, I want you to get this. One sec, Yossi. And the end of the Amud. The end of the Amud, we'll see, hopefully today, Rashi writes that Rava holds Dibra Maska Rava. Does everyone have it? Does everyone have it? Dibra Maska Rabba? Rabba. Look, Rabba. Rabba. The end of that Rashi, Dibra Maska Rabba, is later Rava. Rashi writes that Rava holds Kulin Bikin. To steer in Rashi's. Does everyone underline this? Rashi here. Does everyone got the end of this Rashi and towards Rabbis later Rav? Says the end of the Rashi and Rav holds Kulin Bikin. And upstairs, Ellie just read that Rav holds Ein Bikin. Steer it for Rashi. From the top of the Amud to the bottom of the Amud. Does everyone get what I'm saying here? The top Rashi, he says what? What does he say? Ein Bikin. The bottom Rashi says, according to Rava, that Rava holds what? Everyone is Bikin. Student! What's the terrence? Rove are Bikin. That's what Rashi meant on the bottom. But there's a minority of guys that are not Bikin. That's what the Darkei David says, Pshat and Rashi is. Stam Sifra de Mikmar Gmiri. Rashi says here, there's a miut that aren't Bikin. And Rashi later on says, Rove are Bikin. And mean we're not choshish for the miut. We're not choshish for the mute. Rav was choshish for the mute. Rav is not choshish for the mute. I want you to get this guy who's been in Rashi. Eitan, you got it? This is Stickle and Rashi. If I ask you, Sogin, what is Rav's perspective towards Lishma? What is Rav's perspective? I'm looking for the better word. Is Weltanschauung towards Lishma, right? What is he looking for? What does he hold of? The answer is, Rav guys are Lishma, mute or not, and therefore what? Therefore they did not make a takanu fainach. I the mute? Rava says I'm not choshish for the mute. Rava says I am. Okay? Alright. Very excellent. That's the first shtickle. Because the Rosh Hashanah of Sam Sofer asks a steer in Rashi. That's what the Darkei David wants to say pshat. Okay? Alright. Yeah, Eitan, real quick. Go ahead.
Doesn't that second Rashi
says
Kulu
Rubo Kukulo. Rubo Kukulo.
It's not
Kukulo. Yeah, but Rubo is Kukulo, so it's Rov, so he says Kulo. It's a catchphrase. That's what you got to say. It's a good point, but that's what I want to say. Rubo Kukulo. Very good. Good. Yossi, go ahead.
Why wouldn't he go so far to say that that's the reason why you
because only a mute of guys don't do it. It's not enough to make a takana.
No, if Rov are doing it, that's not enough to make a takana by Nefta.
Right, because Rov guys do it, so you don't need Rov. We don't need an assurance that it was done. Just because of a mute, you don't make a takana because of a mute of guys, right? Remember we're trying to say? Rov guys do it, so you don't need an insurance that it was done. Funny enough, it was the insurance that it was done, right? All right, we got it? Great job, Eli Viter. Let's go. Oh, now I want you to get this, guys. Come on, let's get this. The working. Fill up the sleeves with this. Let's go. Yeah? Let's go, Shlomi. Come on, let's go. Yeah, Viter. Oh, so what do we just change the Duke? We saved Rava. It's Medina, Medina, Meretzor, Lotzark. Gemara jumps on that and it says what? Go ahead. No, before that. Habehedja. What kind of diuk is that? Medina, Meretzor, Israel. Eino Tzark. Habehedja, Ketanila. Go ahead, read again. Habehedja. Go ahead. What do you love? Shkoyach. You make a beautiful diuk. Medina, Medina, Meretzor, you don't need. That's in the end of the Mishnah. Go ahead, what's the answer? Go ahead. Oh, what does Imiahi mean? When you read this Gemara, everyone, you tell me, guys, honestly, what did it say when it said Imiahi? What did it say? No?
It was just from this case.
What does Imiahi mean?
It's just from this case.
What?
It's just from this case.
Imiahi means from the safe, I thought. From the case that was just mentioned. If I just had that case. I never would have read it like Rashi. I never would have read this Gemara like Rashi. He means from the Sefer, right, that I just mentioned. If I just had the Sefer, go ahead. I would have thought, Imiahi.
I mean, 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 I m
Who learns like I just said? Tosfos. If I would have just had that, then I would have thought what? I would have thought that it's only good b'di'evid, but like Achila, you still got to say it. Go ahead. Kamash Mulan, what? Not that even what? Even the Achila, you don't have to say it. Okay? Read the Rashi there. Imiahi. No, midiyuk the ratio. He says no. Ibia, he meant the diuk from the ratio that Medina, Medina, it's all you didn't have to say. Go ahead. Have a mina. Yeah, I don't have to passel it, but lechachila, go ahead. Mimloch, what does mimloch mean? We don't skim. What does mimloch mean? What does the word mimloch here mean in Rashi? Means if he would have consulted with us, the shliach, go ahead. We would have passed into him, Leikwala, you better be there in order to say the funny nectar of the Chachila. Go ahead. Kamashman, the safe is you don't have to say. So I want you to get there's a fundamental machloikis Rashi toisis here. How to learn Imiahi. Is Imiahi going on the Duke of the Rasha? Or is Imiahi going on the safe? Now the push-up shot I would have read is like toisis. Okay? Top toisis, let's go. Top toisis. The top two toisim, and then let's go ahead. Biter. Now, refresh our memory. Where do we quote this? The beginning, right. Go ahead. All right, what do we do with this first quote of the Mishnah here? What was the diuk that we made? What was the diuk we made? That Osa Medina, you don't have to say. That was good like Rava, and difficult on who?
Rava.
Is that correct? All right. What do we make the diuk from? The middle line of the Mishnah. Medina, Medina, Siam. What is Tosas bothered by? Why didn't you make the diuk from the what? I want you to get this. Why didn't you make the diuk from the first line of the Mishnah? Which said, I may be getting Medina Siyam. John, you follow me? Why didn't we make the diuk from the first line of the Mishnah? What would the diuk have been? From Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, what? You need to say, but in the same Medina in Chutz Lartz, you don't need to say. Why did Gemara have to make the diuk from Medina to Medina to Medina Siyam? Make the diuk from maybe get Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone follow me? Isaac, you follow me? Why didn't the Gemara make the deal from the first line? What's the Teretz? And I'll tell you why it would have been a good deal. Why would it have been a good deal? It's pointed out in the back of the Masifta. That what? If I ask you, what's the simplest reading of the Mishnah? Highlights Kiyum or Lishma? What would you say? If I ask you, read the Mishnah Stam. Does it highlight Kiyum or Lishma? Which one do you think it highlights more? What does the Mishnah present all these cases of what? Traveling, no? I would have said Kiyum. So that's what he says. He says that the Mishnah Pashup Shad is Kiyum. If the Mishnah Pashup Shad is Kiyum, then you could have made the deal just as well from the first line of the Mishnah, no? What's the answer to that, Rabbah says? No way. Because why does the first Mishnah talk, what is the first line of the Mishnah telling me? A long distance, you got to say, but Rekim Necheger, a short distance, you don't have to say. That's the first. That's what you're supposed to message from the first line of the Mishnah. And that alone. Not to tell me a Diuk Bosa Medina. Does everyone get that? John, you got it? The first line of the Mishnah message is supposed to tell me a far out place, you say. A short distance, you don't say. It's not to tell me a Diuk of Osa Medina, Bibedina Seyam. That's the first Tysus. Okay, Eli, you got it? That's the Pshat Lamaisa. Okay. Next Tosis, let's go. What'd you say? What's wrong, Yossi? That what? The cash is why would did the Gemara make the deal from the middle line?
I said cool. I'm saying that the first line, Medina Siyam, if we interpret Medina Siyam as being Chutzla, right? That could be close also.
Okay, but we're interpreting Tosis saying, Rab is saying far off as opposed to short distance. That's all.
Okay.
Far off, and that's. We asked on that Rashi, Kochlut starts.
The first Rashi.
Bar mi bavel. Yeah, we asked them that, right? Remember, we said Rashi's going according to Rav. Remember that? We said Rashi's going according to Rav. But this is the teretz we want to say. Okay? You got it? Next Tosis, Eli. Let's go. Ella Ema. Refresh our memories. You always have to do that when you start the Tosis. The Gemara switched the diuk that it's not Osa Medina Nisiyam. What's the diuk? Medina Beretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech. Excellent. Go ahead. Start the Dibur Masvah. Go ahead. El Eima. Right. What's Tosis asking? Why do you have to mention Medina Minadina? Right? Why do you have to mention Medina Minadina Bibedina Sayyam? To make the Duke of Medina Minadina Medina Minadina Beretz Israel? Right? Why don't you just say Stam, maybe get Bosa Medina? You have to say. Does everyone hear what we're saying? What are we doing with by changing the Duke? What was the goal of us changing the Duke? Saving who? Rabba, right? So I have another way to save Rava, Tosis says. Why didn't the Mishnah just say explicitly, Osa Medina, you have to say, because no Lishma, and the Diyuk could be that in Eretz Yisrael, you never have to say, whether it's Osa Medina or Medina Medina, because according to Rava in Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference between Osa Medina and Medina Medina. Yes? So Tosis is proposing another way to save Rava, even a better way. Have the Mishnah teach Osa Medina, but Medina Tzarich, but anything in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say, because of Lishma. No? That's a better way. Rather than say Medina, Medina, Medina Sayyam, just say Osu Medina, Bibini Sayyam, Tzarech. Implying that, what do you mean, how is that a deal? No, but he's saying instead of in a sense going through the whole exercise, Yossi, of making a duke, let the Mishnah just say the following Osu Medina.
It's not a
duke. It's not a duke. It's just saying if you want to save Rabbah, it should save it like this. What'd you say?
Isn't that hurting Rabba?
No, it's not hurting Rabba. It should have said it like that.
Why did the Mishnah say that?
So that's exactly what Tosis is saying. He's saying the save that you're proposing would have been better if it would have said Osa Medina. And since it didn't, maybe your save is wrong. That's what Tosis is asking.
That hurts Rabba.
Exactly.
That hurts Rabba.
But I'm saying it hurts Rabba because we have one proposal to save Rabba in the Gemara. Tosis says, you could have given me a better proposal. This would have been a better proposal. Because if the Mishnah would have said this, you could have saved Rob even better. And why didn't it say like that? Okay? This is a better proposal, Rob, but the question is, why didn't it say it? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. Does everyone got why it's a better proposal? Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. I grant you the Mishnah doesn't say it, but that's what Tosis is asking. Why didn't it teach it like that? Go ahead. Oh. Excellent. What does that mean? Why does it say, why can't it say Osa Medina Bibedina Siyam? Why didn't the Mishnah say that? Sarach. Because why we want to teach that you shouldn't say Medina Bibedina Yisrael, that you would also need Mishum Kiyum of Rava. Kamashman Deino Tzarech. In other words, if you would say I maybe get Ba'osu Medina Bibedina Siyam Tzarech, yes? That would imply, perhaps, that Medina and Medina, Beretz Yisrael, would also need Lamaisa because of why? Because of Kiyum. We want to teach that you don't need it. That Kiyum is wrong. The reason is Lishma. And how do you teach that? By saying explicitly Medina and Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarech, because of Lishma. You must teach Medina and Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarech, because you want to teach Lishma, you want to teach that Kiyum is wrong. Because we would think that Kiyum, you would have to, Lamaisa. Because there's a Kherim between Yehud and Galim. There was no communication. So we want to teach explicitly that what? Like Rabba Lishma. Or what else, Eli? That there's already a system of Oli Regalim, and therefore, Bimedina Medina also we want to teach that you don't have to say, because not a problem of Kiyum either. Like the Gemara is going to say later on. Meaning, this would give off a false impression. If you said Ba'osu Medina, Tzarich. If you said Bosu Medina Minisiyam Tzarich, that would imply that Medina Minadina in Eretz Yisrael also would be what? Tzarich. And we don't want that. You understand that? If Osu Medina is Tzarich, could very well be that Medina Medina and Eretz Yisrael also is Sark. Okay? Right? And we don't want that. We want the message to be that Medina Medina and Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to because Lishma were Lishma. Or maybe there's no problem of Kim of because of Bate Din and Kfuim. So that proposal is a bad proposal. You follow me? John, you cannot say Osu Medina Tzark. If you say Osu Medina Tzark, it might also mean that Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael you have to say. That's against Lishma. We want to teach Lishma. That's what we're trying to save Rabba. That's the answer. Okay. Weiter now. Let's go. Weiter. Third Tysus, let's go. Let's go, Ellie. Please, let's see inside. Go ahead. Imeahi. Excellent. Go ahead. Midiuka. Why can't it be like we read the Gemara? Imeahi is going on Eretz Yisrael. The last case. Why not, Philip? Go ahead. Go ahead. Eli Daha. What does the phrase Ein Tzarich mean? Lechachila you don't need. How could Imeahi be going on the Sefer? That it only means Obidi Yevin. Ein Tzarich means we're recommending you don't need it. Lechachila. So that's what forced Rashi to say what he wanted to say. Okay? Go ahead, Eli. What does he mean? Like we just said. Imeahi means the thing you just mentioned. Not the Duke before, three lines earlier. It meant the line you just mentioned. Number one, he says, go ahead. Ein Tzarich can mean Bidi Evid. How? Go ahead. You don't have to retake it back from her. Go ahead. Gemara says in Hamid Beis. Excellent, Ellie. If you don't say Fanechem Anechtov, what happens? You take it back and re-give it to her. So what we're saying is if a get is brought near her soul, you don't need to do that. That's what it means, Ein Tzarich. You don't have to do that Bidiyevit theory. That's what it means. Go ahead. Oh, so Tosas argues on Rashi on the Pshat and the Gemara, Imeahi meant the Seifa, and it meant Bidiyevit. Imeahi, Bidiyevit, what it means. You don't have to what? You don't have to Bidiyevit, retake the get. That's what it meant. So the Ein Tzarich there fit in that Bidiyevit of retaking the get. Because that concept of trying to save the deal, Bidiyevit, you don't have to do that saving the deal. Got it? Oh, so we got the Machlokes Rashi Tosas, and it fits in Ein Tzarich, you don't have to do the Bidiyevit deal of saving the day. Go ahead, El. Aval. Oh, guess where that is? Ted Fabum and Olive. What does the Gemara ask? Go ahead. We had the first Daf Beis, the first Mishnah. In the beginning of the Sefer repeats the same thing. Why does it have to repeat it? Go ahead. Oh, if you just add that base, I would think lechachili you have to do it. Go ahead. And if you don't, nishkefer lechatz kosher. Go ahead. So what do you see from that? Oh, go ahead. Veichi. Baba, if it only had one case. Excellent. So what does Tysus say here? What's Tysus kasha? Stira. What's the stira? What does the Gemara imply there? What does the Gemara imply there that if you didn't repeat the Mishnah twice? I would think that what? Bidiyevit, it's kosher. Right? If you didn't say b'fana nechma nechma nishka ferlach, bidiyevit, it's kosher. That's why the Mishnah repeats it. Second parak, daf ted vav, repeats it. Bidiyevit, it's a problem. But if you just had one, I would just think bidiyevit, it's fine. You got that? Jesse? You just had one bidiyevit, I think it's fine. What did our Gemara say here? If you just would have had a maybe get there to Israel, lefi what Tosus learns, what would have happened, Yossi? I would have think that bidiyevit, it's good, but what? If you just had one case, I would have thought that what? That in Eretz Yisrael, it's what? Lichachila, you have to do it, but bidiyevit, it's fine. But in Medina Siyam, it's going to be what? It's going to be Likuva. You follow what I'm just saying? You have different gleanings and perspectives from the discussion on the Taf Tedvav. If you don't say Bafana Nechta B'diyevet, it would have been what? Kosher Nishkeferlich, if you just had one Mishnah. From here, if you just had one case about Eretz Yisrael, what would I think? That L'charchila, you need it B'diyevet, it's kosher, but in Chutz Lartz, I would think what? I would think it'd be Likuba. So, the bottom line is where you only have one Bubba, one case, you're going to have conflicting Diyukim. From Daf Tedvav, the Diyuk was, if you don't say it, Nishkeferlich. From here, if you don't say it, Mini Nisiyam, it's Ma'akev. Because you're downgrading, right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's L'charchila, B'diyevet, it's fine. But in Chutz Lartz, where you have to say it, it's Ma'akev. Well, that's against what Daf Tedvav said. Stira, that's Tosis Kasha. It's a Stira. Go ahead. Ellie, very good. Does everyone got the Stira? Isaac, you got it? It's a conflicting deal. Go ahead. B'yesh Lomar. Eric Shani, that's the first teretz. What's the first teretz? What's the first teretz? You got to bump everything up. What do I mean by bumping everything up? How many cases are here in Eretz Yisrael, in our Mishnah Daf Beis? One in Eretz Yisrael, and the other one is the deal. Since there are two cases, what does that mean? That means L'chachila you don't even need to say. Yes? So in Eretz Yisrael, L'chachila you don't need to say. Medina Siyam L'chachila you need to say, but B'dievin, if you don't say it, it's kosher. Therefore, it's fine. You got what I'm saying? Tosis bumps it up. In Eretz Yisrael, there are two cases. So L'chachila you don't even have to say. In Chutz Lartz, L'chachila you have to say, but B'dievin, it's kosher. That's exactly what it said at Tefav. If you only had the first Mishnah, you don't think B'dievin, it's kosher. That's the first Terence of Tysus. Go ahead. Oh, near Larry. Let's get it. What does this mean now? A new topic. You don't have to see the Ksiva in the Chasima. Go ahead, so you can give it like Achila Beretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Umedina Sayam. So what's the Reese saying here? What's the Reese Terrence? What's the Reese Terrence? He introduces a whole new topic. What does Bafana Nechta Fana Nechta mean? What have we been saying up till now? What does Bafana Nechta Fana Nechta mean? A requirement of speech. To say b'fana nechta b'fana nechta, right? But what does b'fana nechta b'fana nechta, that requirement of speech, really entail? In order for you to say that, what must you do? You must have seen the writing and the signing. Is that correct? That's a mice of seeing. Writing and signing of a get. Sometimes we forget about that. We're so worried about the speech of b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. Well, Tosis says, I have a new topic for you. And that's the requirement to see it actually itself. So Tosis says, that's exactly what we were talking about. B'dievet, if you don't see it, no problem. L'chachila, you should try to see it. L'chachila, you should try to see it, I would think, but kamashma, you don't have to. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't even have to try to see it. In Medina Siyam, if you don't see it, don't bring it. But if you bring it, is it good? Yes? If you bring it, is it good without being able to say it? Yes, if it wasn't for the other Mishnah. The other Mishnah tells me it's possible. Does everyone got what we just said? Tosis says I'm talking about a different topic. Talking about the requirement to see it written, get and signed. Talking about seeing it written and signed. So in Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, I would think maybe Lichachi, we have to see a Kamashma, you don't even have to try to see it. In Medina Sayyam, if I just had one Mishnah, what would I have thought? If I just had one Mishnah, what would I have thought? I would have thought that what? That I should not, l'chachila, bring it if I didn't see it written and signed. If b'dievet I did, nishkeferlich, you can bring it, no problem, and not be able to say it. Kamashma, no, you cannot bring it if what? If you didn't see it or write it. So that's a different topic, l'maisa. That's a different topic, and that's exactly what the answer that Tysus is giving here. that we're talking about a different topic, Lamaisa. There are two types of bidyevin. Please get it. Tais saying there are two types of bidyevin. Our Mishnah Daf Beis is talking about what? The requirement to see the writing and signing. L'chachilu, you should try to see it. Bidyevin, if you don't, it's fine. That's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Medina Siam, if you don't see it, it's usur to give it. And bidyevin, if you give it, it's kosher. That's what I would think. But the Mishnah tells me, no, that it's usur. You cannot do it. It's possible even bidyevin. That's exactly the chiddush that we want to suggest, okay? There are two types of what the two types of bidyevits here, Lamaisa. And therefore it's not considered to be a problem. Not considered to be a problem at all, Lamaisa. Alright? Now what does the last phrase of Tosis mean? Last five words. Vashta mitrutsunami pircha kamaisa. What does that mean? He answers the original kasha. What was the original kasha? Let's not forget it. What was the original kasha? What was the original kasha? The diyu. That what? That it doesn't fit necessarily that what? Lo tzarech doesn't usually mean bidyevin. It means what? L'chachilu. How does this answer that kasha? It's beautiful now. Because it's going on the sefer. What does eno tzarech mean? Hamevikat beretzol eno tzarech, meaning l'chachilu. It means l'charchila. Right? It means l'charchila. If you don't see the ksiv and the ksiv, it's mutu l'charchila to give it to the woman. You don't have to say b'fanei nechtov. And that's the chiddush, that you don't even have to see l'charchila in Eretz Yisrael. What was Tosis' whole difficulty? What was Tosis' whole difficulty? That the lashon of what? Eino tzarech doesn't fit on what? To be a bidyevin. Doesn't fit on being a bidyevin. The answer is that it what? It does, l'maisa. Right? It does. It goes. Eino tzarech l'maisa is what? Eino tzarech ayin l'karchila, but v'diyevid l'maisa aval hanimili v'diyevid. Right? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. That's the answer that we're giving here right now. Okay? Loshen eino tzarech is mashman l'karchila. So how did the Gemara say v'diyevid? What's the answer? Eino tzarech is where you didn't see the ksivas aged. L'karchila, you can give the get without saying mafanei nechtov. L'charchila, you can give the get without saying funny nechtov. In other words, let me ask you. A shliach that did not see the get, can he bring it or not? What do you say? In Eretz Yisrael. Philip, what do you say? L'charchila, can he bring the get if he didn't say funny nechtov? Yeah, l'charchila, he can bring it. The lashon is beautiful. But l'charchila, should he see the ksiva? Yes, l'maisa. Yes, Lamaisa, I would think. Kamashman, the Reisha says you don't even have to see it l'charchila. Kamashman, you don't even have to see it l'charchila. That's the chiddush, Lamaisa, we're bringing out, Lamaisa. L'charchila, there's a l'charchila giving, and there's a l'charchila seeing. Please get this down. There's a l'charchila seeing, and there's a l'charchila of giving. The Eino Tzarech fits l'charchila because why? You definitely don't have to what? Don't have to see it l'chachila to give. But should you l'chachila see it? L'maisa, I would think yes. Kamashman, the Reisha says no. You don't even have to what? You don't even have to see it l'chachila. So the bottom line is, according to Tosfos, that l'chachila in Eretz, everything is in Eretz Yisrael, it's l'chachila, right? You don't have to see it, and you can bring it even without seeing it. But that's why the Lashon Eino Tzarech fits on a l'chachila. That's what it means, the hashtam answering the first kasha. Everyone got that? That's all he means on answering the first kasha. Is that clear? That's how he's answering the first kasha. Okay, so we have Machlekes Rashi tells us how to learn the pshat of Imiyahi, and Tosis gives two pshatim to answer his kasha. Either that you bump it up, the first Eretz, right? You bump it up, that in Eretz Yisrael everything is l'chachila. And the chutzlarts, it'll be what? Bidyevit, it'll be kosher. The second Mishnah comes to tell us bidyevit, it's a problem. Right? Because there really are two cases by Eretz Yisrael. And the second Eretz, we're talking about two different topics. One is the notion of bringing it, giving it without seeing it. And number two is there a l'chachila needing to see it. It's kamashman, on both, you know, you can give it without seeing Eretz Yisrael, and you don't even have to see it, l'chachila. Okay? That's the teretz that we have, l'maisa, the friend for discussion. Okay. Now, where are we up to now? Ellie did a great job, okay? This is a hard tosis if you work through it. Maybe ask me afterwards, Philip, okay? All right? We are up to where now? Ikid Emosif. Okay, we got to pick that up on Sunday with the other Taisim, and there's a lot of Lumdus we have to see with that Taisis Lamaisa, but we don't skip this phrase, and I want you to work on it. This is something you can chazer on Shabbos. Okay, this you can chazer on. You can chazer all the time, everything. But Lamaisa, I want you to get how we answer the steer in Rashi's too, about Rava's perspective of Lishma. Okay? Rava's perspective of Lishma, and we also have what? The Taisis on the bottom that we saw Lamaisa, that he already knew the reasoning of what?